All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You are listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio today with Coffee Time family, Amy Vincent, here today to talk about the 2024 Bookmarked Literary Arts Festival. It's going to be taking place on May 1st here in Lander at the Lander High School. And it's going to be a big year this year because they're partnering with the National Book Foundation. And I'm going to let Amy talk a little bit more about what all that means. She's usually here to talk about Lore Foundation stuff, but we're excited to be thinking about the Bookmarked Literary Arts Festival. It's always a fun time of the year and a very fun event to promote. Before we get into all of that today, Amy, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks, Vince.
Once again, you are a person of many hats.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and this is one of them. Explain your role with the Bookmarked Literary Arts Festival.
Yeah, so I am the founder of the Bookmarked Literary Arts Festival, and we are coming into our fifth year. We kind of got our start because when I was working at the Lander Library, we had a woman come in who had just written a book and got it published and was wondering if we could help throw her, you know, like a book release party.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's such a great idea. I have no idea how to do that.
So you just winged it.
We wung it. Yeah. And this idea, you know, was born that, like, we need to be, like, celebrating our local Wyoming literary artists in the same way that we celebrate, you know, our painters and mm-hmm. our ceramicists and musicians and all of that. So
she was obviously not the only
yes
novelist and yes. author and everything
no,
here in our community and in our state.
What I have learned is that there are writers everywhere writing all kinds of genres. We have two YA sci-fi published authors living in Lander, which is just the stat that kind of blows me away. Like, who would guess that we have sci-fi writers?
Yeah.
But we do. And so there's a host of writers here, and they're not just all writing Westerns, which nothing against Westerns,
but yeah, you hear Wyoming writers, Wyoming novelists, you're going to think that it's going to be your CJ Boxes, your Wyoming Western centric style writing. But yeah, we've got sci-fi, we've got nonfiction, we've got a ton of talent here
yes,
in our community.
We do. And so we've kind of created this space that can be a literary art show and also a story festival where folks can come and, you know, show off all of this amazing talent that they have. But also people who just really like stories can come hear some good stories.
And now explain to us this partnership with the National Book Foundation, because this is new this year, correct?
This is new.
What does this mean?
And so exciting for Lander, but also Wyoming as a whole, and just kind of bringing us national literary attention. So the National Book Foundation has a new program that they call Science and Literature. It's all about the many different ways that there are to talk about science in literature. And for them, this is really a national program. They want it to reach the whole country. And so
not just your normal hotspots.
Not just normal cities, right? Mm-hmm, they want to reach mm-hmm. into rural places.
That's way cool.
And so they had Wyoming on their list of how do we get into Wyoming? How do we bring this to Wyoming? And they chatted with some folks at the Wyoming Humanities Council who I had been talking to. And so when they said, who should we partner with for science and literature, Wyoming Humanities said, Bookmarked.
Bookmarked. And how many years has Bookmarked been going on now, did you say?
We're coming into our fifth year.
This is the fifth year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the National Book Foundation reached out to us and kind of explained the program. And what it is that they have a panel that picks a book of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry every year that have something to do with science.
Mm-hmm.
It's some way to talk about science. And they have a big party in New York with the authors and, you know, whoever wants to be there. And then they send those authors out. And, you know, each author goes to one place in the United States. So I know that tonight the fiction author is doing a reading in Houston.
Okay.
And then on May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Lander High School, we get to have the nonfiction winner. And his name is Brad Fox. He is the author of a book called The Bathysphere Book.
Okay.
The Effects of the Luminous Depths. And it is all about the first deep sea divers. And it's fascinating. Even if you're not someone who normally likes that kind of thing. I mean, right, I went into it kind of like, well, deep sea diving's not really my thing, but I'll give it a go.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually, like, it's very fast-paced. They're short little vignettes. He talks a lot about not only, you know, the kind of science part of going down into the sea, and the bathysphere is the name of the thing that they built to go down.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And so there's a lot of, like, sciencey bits about that, but then there's also just, like, what else was going on in the rest of the world in 1933 and 1934?
It's like a profile of the science and the history of the times.
Yeah, yeah.
That's way cool.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's not, it's very, very accessible. And it has pictures.
I think we were kind of chatting the last time you were here, too. It's, like I said, that may not be the subject matter, may not be of interest to folks, but once you pick it up, you just start reading.
Yep.
And, you know, as a guy in my mid to late 30s now, I think the last time we spoke, we were talking about how you just kind of pick a hobby or a subject
yes.
matter. And mine, for whatever reason, is nautical history. So whether it's boats, submarines, so this sounds right up my alley.
Right up your alley.
And there's something kind of cool about this book, though, going on at the library right now, correct?
Yes. So right now you can get a copy for free at any of the Fremont County libraries, as long as they last.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you just go in. I know at the Lander Library there's a display of them.
Okay.
So you could just go pick one up. You can always ask a librarian. And
I'll
then
go
on
there
May
today
1st.
To get mine finally, because
yes,
I
yes.
forgot after the last time we talked.
Do it. And then, you know, after, so Brad Fox is going to be in conversation with Michael Mejia, who is another writer coming from Salt Lake.
Oh, cool.
And so they're going to be chatting, but it's also going to be, you know, open to Q&A from the audience, and there'll be a book signing afterwards. So it should be pretty fun.
And I know in the past it's been a 2-day event. This year, is it just one day, or is there other stuff going on?
So this year, this is actually an added event. We are still going to have our 3-day festival in October.
Okay. Okay.
Which we're real excited to announce that Taya Obrett is going to be our keynote speaker.
Wow.
She lives over in Jackson. She's an award-winning
yeah.
author and has a new book that just came out. And so, yeah, that we'll fill everybody
in. Addition,
in. Yes,
in addition
to.
This is something else that Bookmark is putting
yep,
on. That's
exactly.
so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Was there anything else that folks should know about that May 1st event? Like we said, it's going to be going on at the Lander Valley High School. What's our time, and do people need to register or RSVP?
Good question. So one thing, there are many things, but one of the things that the National Book Foundation and Bookmarked has in common is that we really believe in programming that is free and open to the public.
Very cool.
So this event is free and open to anybody. If you want to RSVP, the National Book Foundation appreciates that, just so they can kind of get an idea of how many people they're expecting.
Right, because this is going to be in the LVHS auditorium.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's space
yep.
for a lot of folks
people.
To show up.
Yeah. Exactly. And so there is a link on our Facebook page, Bookmark Literary Arts Festival, that can take you to the RSVP, but you can also get to it from the National Book Foundation website. If you're like, oh, I'm interested in the science and literature program, you know, you can go there and find us an RSVP there. But otherwise, show up at, you know, 6:50 to get a good seat, and we'll see you there for a good time of stories.
I think it sounds awesome. And once again, how often do folks get an opportunity like this in
right.
our small community?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Take it and for free.
And for free. Exactly.
And for free.
Take advantage.
Well, Amy, just appreciate you coming in as always. As time gets closer, if you want to come back on to chat about it more, talk about how it went afterwards, you're more than welcome. And we'll be on the lookout for the big 3-day festival in
That's right.
October.
That's right.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more Today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.